堂听 class.com。
In today's program, we are looking at disagreeing and agreeing. This is Say It Again, and my name is Ruth. Each week, I am joined by Aries. Aries comes from Singapore and is now studying accountancy here at university in England. I hope that by the end of the program, Aries and I won't have disagreed too much.And we hope that you will agree to continue to listen to the next 15 minutes. We also have some other interesting things for you in today's programme. There is another drama between the brother and sister pair, Jim and Grace. It's all about disagreeing. They do that very well. The reason for their disagreement is...No, I won't tell you, because I know Aries is going to listen carefully, and we'll see if she can find the reason for this disagreement. I hope that you both come up with the same answer. Ready?
Grace, do you mind if I put the other TV channel on?
Oh, you know I like to watch this nature programme.
But Grace, there's football on the other channel.
Football? That's all you think about.
But it's a very special match. It's the World Cup.
Football is boring.
Oh, you can't be serious, Grace. It's the World Cup. Everybody will be watching it.
Jim, not everybody will be watching it.
Oh, Grace, I'm missing the beginning of the match. Please let me change the TV channel.
Football is so boring. All those men chasing a ball up and down the field.
Don't be silly, Grace. They're skillful players.They've practised hard to get into such a good team.
Well, you have got a point there. I couldn't kick the ball into the net even if I tried hard.
Well then, will you let me put the football match on?
Just promise me that you won't shout loudly, especially when there's a goal.
Sorry, but I do forget that I'm not at the game, and I can't help shouting when my team scores a goal.
But it gives me such a scare when you shout loudly.
Okay, Grace, I promise I'll not shout. I'll keep quiet.
Well...Since you promise, I'll let you put the football game on.
Oh, thanks, Grace. You're a sport, even if you're not a footballer. Oh, look at that goal!
Aries, do you know what Jim and Grace were arguing about?
Football? Grace said football was boring and Jim didn't agree.
This was a disagreement between brother and sister. If you know someone very well, like a good friend...then you can disagree more directly. It would be wrong to say, you can't be serious, to your parent or your boss. Also, it would be wrong to say it to a friend you don't know very well. Jim also said that everyone would be watching the match. Do you think that's true?
I don't think so. I won't watch football at all. I really don't like the game.
Jim was using his exaggeration to get Grace to feel sorry for him and then turn to another TV channel. There was another expression used in the drama. Aries, did you hear it?
Yes, Ruth, I think it was Jim saying, don't be silly, Grace. Grace had just said that football was boring, all those men chasing a ball up and down the field.
That's right. Grace was making a foolish statement then.In all this disagreement, did you notice any agreement?
Yes. Grace said that she agreed with Jim that footballers have to practice hard.
Can you remember the expression she used?
I think she said, well, you have a point there.
If you want to disagree, but only between good friends, then you can use these expressions. I'll say them first, and you repeat them with Aries after me.You can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
Don't be so silly.
Don't be so silly.
Here is another expression you could use, but it wasn't used in the drama. Come off it.
Come off it.
At the end of the programme, there'll be another chance to practice these sentences. Next week, we'll be looking at ways of disagreeing politely with an older person or maybe a friend you don't know very well. Something we have in every Say It Again programme is our true story. Today, Leslie is reading the story of Sung-hee from Korea. Sung-hee was very clever and passed many exams. She became a bank manager. But when she became ill and her doctor told her that he thought she'd never recover, she found that her money and status couldn't help her. Listen to how eventually she found help and healing.
I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I cried to my family and friends as they stood around my bed. Breathing was painful, and I couldn't stop myself from coughing. All I thought about was that I was going to die. My family were all Buddhists. We had many figures of Buddha standing in our home. Buddhist words and pictures hung on the walls of my home. They were even sewn into the lining of my clothes. I was always clever as a child. I was able to pass many exams, and I went on to become a bank manager. Many people were amazed that I, Sung-hee, a woman, could achieve such a good position. But now I was ill. My doctor told me that he didn't think I could get better. My family had done all they could for me. My friends were unable to help. Who could I turn to? I began to wonder about the Christian God I'd heard about. A friend told me that the Bible would tell me all I needed to know about this God. I began to read it. I read about what Jesus Christ had said about himself while he was on this earth. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. So I said to God, I do believe that Jesus Christ, your Son, came into this world to help me. I believe that he allowed people to kill him so that I might experience your power to heal my body. I'm also sorry for my sin, and I ask you to forgive me. When I finished talking to God, I found that I could breathe. There was no pain, and my cough had gone. That night I slept like I'd never done for a long time. People began to ask me what had happened. My friends and family couldn't believe in this. Many people began to talk to God, and many people's lives were changed. I'd found God able to meet my every need.
What a wonderful story to tell everyone. I hope you were with us at the beginning of this programme when we were talking about ways of disagreeing. Remember, the ways we practiced earlier can only be used with good friends and family. Next week, we'll go on to practice ways of politely disagreeing with an older person or a friend you don't know very well. I'll say them first, and then you can say them after me with Aries. You can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
Don't be silly.
Don't be silly.
Come off it.
Come off it.
Aries, would you use these sentences with your friends?
Yes, Ruth, I would. When some of my friends from New University sit and talk about everything, we always disagree.
Well, Aries, I think that we'd better finish today's programme before we start to disagree with each other. Please join us next week. As I said earlier, we'll be looking at polite ways of disagreeing with older people. As always, there will be another true story. We hope you'll join us then for another Say It Again programme. Now, from Aries and me, goodbye.